the political dominoes continue to fall in California. Last week, Orange County Congresswoman Katie Porter surprisingly announced that she will be a candidate for U.S. Senate next year without giving veteran incumbent Dianne Feinstein, the 89-year-old longest-serving Senate Democrat, the courtesy of announcing her retirement. Representatives Adam Schiff of Burbank and Barbara Lee of Oakland are sure bets to also enter an open Senate race, but they appear to be biding their time until Senator Feinstein confirms that she will not seek re-election. Three Democrats, however, are not waiting for Representative Schiff to announce for the Senate, as they are already officially running for his House seat. And it's only January of the off year. New Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen announced his choice to replace resigned Republican Senator Ben Sasse, who left the Senate at the beginning of the month to become president of the University of Florida. As expected, Mr. Pillen's choice is now former Governor Pete Ricketts, and he will take office on January 23rd when the Senate reconvenes. Mr. Ricketts will serve until the next regular election. The November 2024 special election winner will then serve the balance of the current term, meaning another election for a full 6-year term in 2026. Governor Pillen, understanding that seniority is important for senators from small states, wanted at least a 10-year commitment from Mr. Ricketts. Therefore, the new senator designee has agreed to run in the 2024 special election and, assuming he's victorious, the regular contest in 2026. The Ricketts appointment restores the Senate partisan division to 51 Democrats and 49 Republicans. Not backing down from a potential Republican primary race against former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, four-term Congressman Jim Banks announced this week that he will enter the Hoosier State's open Senate race next year. Mr. Daniels has been sending signals that he will also run for the Senate, but the Banks move means the May Republican primary will likely be the big battle to replace first-term Senator Mike Braun, who is bypassing re-election to run for governor. Other potential GOP candidates include term-limited Governor Eric Holcomb and Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, among others. We also see early action in Ohio. Republican State Senator Matt Dolan, who ran in the 2022 Senate election and placed 9 points behind winner J.D. Vance, announced that he will return in 2024 to again run for the Senate. Mr. Dolan, a minority owner of the Cleveland Guardians Major League Baseball team, is entering the Republican primary with the anticipation of challenging Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. The Ohio race will be a top Republican national target. Senator Brown is a tough campaigner, but the state is moving decidedly Republican. This Buckeye State contest could well hold the key to the next Senate majority. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.